Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Gambling and Betting Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, August 8th, 2025, and we have a great mix of gambling and betting headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
National Council on Problem Gambling celebrates Senate action on military gambling addiction research. The Senate Appropriations Committee approved a provision in the FY26 Senate Defense Appropriations Bill making gambling addiction an eligible research topic under the Department of Defense's peer-reviewed medical research program. This historic decision aims to address gambling disorder among active duty service members and veterans. The provision was championed by Senator Ben Ray Lujan and supported by state affiliates of the National Council on Problem Gambling, along with industry leaders like FanDuel, BetMGM, and MGM Resorts International. Research shows nearly 20 million American adults report problematic gambling behaviors, with military communities being disproportionately affected. This provision is a critical step in recognizing and supporting recovery for service members and veterans facing gambling addiction. If enacted into law, it would establish the first federally recognized pathway for research into gambling addiction in the military.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Gambling and Betting Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.